Fiction, Columbus, Indiana's premier music and art podcast. Get ready for a half an hour of news, information, and fun with your host, John Burrow.
Hey, I'm calling from Daddy's in Columbus, Indiana. Hell's Kitchen Rock. Yeah. What's up, bitches?
Variant Frequencies, your speculative fiction dial. Find us at www.variantfrequencies.com. Variant Frequencies is a podcast that stretches the entire bandwidth of genre fiction, modulated by a constant element of the fantastic. Every month, we give you a new story, so tune in, turn the volume up, and let some of our weird carrier waves distort your reality for just a little while.
That was a promo for Variant Frequencies. It's one of my favorite podcasts. Be sure to check them out. This is John Burrows. You're tuning into another episode of Hell's Kitchen. And sitting right next to me is my co-host, Jimmy Wise. Say hi, Jimmy.
Hey, what's up, folks?
Right on. I'm glad to have him here. Jimmy's helping me out with this show. He's currently bartending down at Powerhouse Brewery Corp. Company. They're a new thing in town. They got a lot of good beer. We'll probably be doing an interview or a spotlight on them in the future shows. It's a pretty cool place, man.
Thanks. The owners put a lot of work into it. It's one of the oldest bars, the oldest bar in Columbus. And it's got a brand new face and brand new owners. And everybody should come in and check it out.
They're going to be brewing beer when?
It's probably going to be a couple months from now. We got to get the government to let us go, give us the okay. You know what kind of time limit that can be, so... And then shortly after that, we'll be brewing up a really good brown for everybody to try.
Good deal. Should be really tasty, seeing as they got a lot of good craft beers down there. Today's show is going to be kind of a large one. We've got a lot of stuff to cover. We're going to do an interview with Nat J, and we're going to play one of his tracks. And then we're going to be doing an interview with Jim Thompson of Valley Branch Music Festival. We'll also be playing you some music from musicians that are going to be playing that festival. But first, we got a couple of things to take care of, a little housekeeping. I wanted to give props to all our listeners. I'm going to list them off for you here. We got a bunch of listeners, some in Ireland, the United Kingdom, Italy, Austria, Poland, Egypt, India, Malaysia, Australia, Hawaii, Mexico City, British Columbia, Washington, California, Colorado, Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, Georgia, Florida, Kentucky, Indiana, Illinois, Michigan, Ohio, Virginia, Pennsylvania, New York, Maryland, Connecticut, and Rhode Island. Now, if I forgot anybody out there, you be sure to go to our website at hellskitchen.podomatic.com and leave me a comment. Tell me what a forgetful shit I am. We also had some shout-outs from some of our listeners. Let me go ahead and read those off to the people there, Jimmy.
Absolutely. From Ghost Trackers, a little shout-out and props from them. Ghost Tracker says, "What a rockin' good time on this show. Good job, John. By the way, yes, we do hunt ghosts. And good luck with that, guys, because, you know, I like to chase the spirits every now and then, too." Also from
Dave Rabbit.
Dave Rabbit, sorry, man, I gotta get hooked on phonics. Anyway, Dave Rabbit says, "Great stuff, radio first termer." Then, of course, Jughead. Thank you, Jughead. Jughead says, "I want to give a shout-out to my homie Pie. This shit rocks. Looking forward to more broadcasting and interviews. Keep it coming." And then, of course, last but definitely not least, we got to hear from the ladies. Sherry says, "Great show, John. Can't wait to hear it next week. Keep it real and keep it coming. Much love."
Cool. Now, you guys, go ahead and be sure to leave me more comments on there, and we'll read them to you on the future episodes of the show. I know a lot of you are listening to us, but you might be a little scared. Don't be scared. Leave us a shout-out. You know, it couldn't hurt nothing. We got a bunch of stuff today on the show. The first thing we're going to be doing is doing an interview with Nat J. I talked to this kid in Franklin. He's 16 years old.
16.
He's got a lot of talent. He's an up-and-coming rapper. focusing on local talent, so I brought him on the show. Really cool kid. So we're going to go ahead and play the interview for you and let you hear what that's all about.
Right on.
Introduce you. What's your name again? This is Nat J's manager.
Yeah, he pretty much stays silent.
Really?
See, he's quiet.
Right on.
He purposely does that stuff. His name is Austin Gilbert. He's my manager.
Right on. That's cool. So. He's been working for you, huh? He's texting right now.
Right. He's a businessman.
Right on.
This is what I do. You know, I talk to people and try to get my fan base, and I perform and I make the music, and he just sets it all up for me.
Cool.
You know, connects it all together so people can actually get my stuff out. He works basically on my MySpaces and on the website and stuff for me.
You've got a MySpace page?
Yeah, it's MySpace/NapJ, NAP/J.com, you know. So that's my MySpace, and anybody can hit me up.
Cool. NAP-J?
Yeah, NAP-J.
Cool.
So.
That's cool. So they can just, like, if they want to get in touch with you, they can mail you over that?
Right.
Okay.
And I'll pretty much accept anybody as my friend, so anyone that wants to hit me up, just come and hit me up.
Right on.
And pretty soon I'm going to have, like, my mixtape music posted on there, and pretty soon after that, after we start getting the songs off my album recorded, we're going to start putting that on the website also, so people can get a sample of what my album's going to sound like.
Cool. So you've got an actual MySpace artist page.
Right. I got a music page.
Cool.
So.
Right on. So your album should be coming in August, early September. You're trying to get gigs and shows and stuff like that.
Yeah.
If people are like interested in joining you and everything, what's your criteria? I mean, what would people have to do if they want to hook up with you and do the thing with you? You know, like.
Basically, right now it's just MySpace.
Just MySpace.
Yeah.
If they want to rap, I mean, who would you want? Like, if you wanted to hook up with somebody and rap with them, what they gotta be like?
They just gotta be about it. You can't come and can try to get me to do a song with me, and it's not gonna be good. You know, you really gotta do what you say you can do. I hate going in the studio with people that say, oh, I can rap and blah, blah, blah. So I got this hot song put together. And then we get in the studio and it's like, I don't even want to be on the song no more because I don't want my name to be on that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'll pretty much collaborate with anybody right now who's actually putting out good music. And it's just not fake. You know, I'm not no, you know, fairy tale rapper.
How did you get started in it, man?
Pain. Just writing about my pain. Yeah, it just grew into a thing I love.
It's kind of like kind of almost a form of poetry for you, expression.
It started off as poetry.
Yeah.
And then it just grew from there, and now it's just, you know, I write every day. You know, now it's more, not only rapping, it's more, and I'm trying to promote myself and trying to make a career out of this, trying to make money.
I think you could. I mean, I've listened to a lot of your stuff, dude. You got a lot of talent.
Yeah.
Definitely.
We're supposed to be getting some shows pretty soon after the CD drop.
Right on. So I could maybe get in touch with you on MySpace to find out when that's happening.
Yeah, of course.
So I can, you know, tell people about it and everything.
Yeah, just hit me up and I'll info you on everything.
Cool. That's cool. So. Let me see. A bunch of my friends and everything. I know a couple of people down in Columbus. They would just get together at parties and freestyle and stuff like that. Did you ever do that?
I do that stuff every day.
Every day?
Yeah. That's like an everyday thing for me. I never stop rapping.
Have you heard of some dude named John Drove?
John Rowe?
Drove. John Drove.
No, I haven't heard of him.
He's like a local rapper. They got a couple of CDs in Palmer.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you might want to check him out.
I might.
Yeah. He's a local dude.
The two people I might be hooking up with is people from Fat Man Records.
Fat Man Records.
Yeah, and I have a boy named Alan Quincinella. Me and him are in the studio right now, collaborating. And then, of course, Beezy. She's like, she's the first lady.
The first lady.
Yeah.
Of the entourage.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to put her underneath my wings because she's the only really girl rapper I know that can really rap the way she raps. And And she's about it by everything
she
says. Yeah, she brings it. She's just, I got a little presence when you hear her music.
That's cool.
She's just bringing it. So
yeah, I don't hear a lot of it too. You don't hear too many, you know, girl.
Female rappers. Yeah, they can, that's not actually have everybody write the music for them. She can write her own music. You know, she's her own person. She could, you know, she can hold her own.
That's cool.
So.
That's cool, man.
The whole package.
Yeah, the whole package.
She fine?
Yeah, she looks pretty good.
I won't put that on here.
Yeah. I ain't gonna lie.
Right on. Is there anything, I mean, I that's the only couple questions I really had. Like, how'd you get started and, you know, what you're recording and everything and the shows, you don't have shows right now. Is there anything else you want to say to the people out there? Or?
Yeah, this is Jay Cliff, a.k.a. Nap J. I got my album out right now, Time to Come Up. If you don't got it, come and get it. Hit me up on MySpace/NAP/J.com. Hit me up on there, order a CD. I got the new CD coming out in about a couple months. It's untitled now, but it's coming out. It's going to be hot as hell. Hit me up if you want to get a taste of that. Look out for other rap sheet artists like Rip City, Military. Look out for BZ. Look out for AQ. Just the whole entourage. And just hit me up anytime. I'll be out soon, so look out for me.
Right on. Well, thanks for the interview, man.
Everybody knows that you was a bitch. You was a bitch. You was a bitch. I said everybody knows that you was a bitch. You was a bitch. You was a bitch. I said everybody knows that you was a bitch. You was a bitch. You was a bitch. I said everybody knows that you was a bitch. You was a bitch. Yeah, there's nothing more or nothing else I would wanna do to sit in the booth with a mic and make fun of you. So who the fuck you motherfuckers is gonna run to when someone pulls up with a 9 and puts a gun to you? What up, bitch? My name is Nap J. I'll shoot your fucking ass if you can carry the weight. I see you at the bar and grill. I scar and kill. Paramedics saying just breathe like Lauryn Hill. I'm like Jay-Z. I achieve the unachievable. Plus I'm like Biggie. Bitch, I'm unbelievable. Believe in me like I was your religion. Cause I'm coming through dropping shit like a pigeon. I'm white. Plus I sell that bacon soda. So fuck heaven. I'll go to hell and take it over. If he run in his mouth, then we gon' get him. And if he talking that shit, then we gon' hit him. Chew him up and spit him out, there's too much venom. And I'll fuck you up if you running around with him. And any motherfucker that wants to go against me is getting taken advantage of like Monica Lewinsky. Everybody knows that you was a bitch. You was a bitch. You was a bitch. I said everybody knows that you was a bitch. You was a bitch. You was a bitch. I said everybody knows that you was a bitch. You was a bitch. You was a bitch. I said everybody knows that you was a bitch. You was a bitch. You was a bitch. Nap J, motherfucker. DT. Let's do it, baby. Discipline Records. Motherfuck who ain't with us, man. Motherfuck Chase, man. Fuck all these motherfuckers who ain't with me. You either with us or against us. You better shut the fuck up before you cut the fuck up, you little bitch-ass motherfucker.
Hey everyone, this is John T. Mikovich from the new show, The Monkey Box. We're the podcast with no unsigned bands, no host, no ranting, and no opinions. Just pure sketch comedy from top to bottom. Here's a peek inside the Monkey Box.
Can I check your oil? And over.
Where can I get the crack cocaine?
Hey, is it supposed to hurt when you pee?
He'd always come in running after school, all excited and flustered.
Salty, salty protein.
Oh, I'm just itchy, you know, down there.
Are you looking for the bombest crib for your dope Afghani wedding?
Mostly, Frank, so I could have a big black penis.
He's going to have to use a dagger. A long, hard dagger.
So there you have it, The Monkey Box, the best sketch comedy in podcasting. Oh, one more thing. We're not safe for work, not safe for kids, and probably not safe for your soul. But we are filled with creamy comedy goodness. So come on by, themonkeybox.com.
Yeah, that was Nap J's track off of his album. We did that little interview with him. And you also heard a promo from The Monkey Box, if you guys get a chance. Great comedy, man. They're some of the funniest guys I've heard so far.
I tell you what, those guys are great, man. You know, just, I don't know, monkey box in general, just saying it makes me smile.
Kind of gives you that snickering kind of smile thing going on. They definitely are not for children. They're all adult comedy.
And remember, not that this has anything to do with anything, but monkeys do throw poo, so you may want to cover up some stuff while listening to that.
Right on. Oh, man. Up next, man, we got a little Valley Branch thing coming up?
Yeah, actually, we've got a fantastic music festival coming up in August here in Brown County. I was actually, did attend this last year, and I tell you what, these guys have put together some fantastic bands, lots of talent. I tell you what, if you enjoy camping and sports and just getting your groove on and partying down, you definitely do not want to miss this show. So one of the guys that had a lot to do with this is Jim Thompson, and I believe we have an interview with him, right?
Yeah, we went out to they just threw a party at, it was like a private occasion, but they set it off straight, man. They had a stage, it was at a private residence, but they had a stage and several bands, and it was on. And if Valley Branch is going to be anything like that, then it's going to be tight.
I actually, we made it to that one. John and I both made it to that one. I actually ended up on stage for about 3 hours playing percussion.
It
was a really, really good time, man. So, yeah, absolutely. If you have nothing planned for this weekend in August, or that weekend in August, if you're not a Valley Branch man, you're just bummed out. You're not having a good time.
Right on.
So, Let's hear what Jim's got to say about it.
Interview. All right, we're going to play the same interview we did with Jim Thompson at that little private gig, and we'll be back with you after that to fill you in on some more music that's going to be happening at Valley Branch.
So, tell me what Valley Branch is all about, man.
Well, Valley Branch is going to be actually 6 weeks from tonight. Tonight's July 1st. And we've got 6 weeks. It's August 11th through 13th in Brown County. A place called Paintball Valley. Paintball Valley is where a lot of people might know it as. It's actually called Valley Branch Retreat. It's going to be August 11th through 13th. And you can get tickets on jambasetickets.com. Or you can go to the website, VBSMF, which is the abbreviations for the festival, Valley Branch Sports and Music Festival.
I've been there, man. It's pretty good. It's a good site.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Really well done.
It's the best kept secret around here, that's for sure.
that's what I'm trying to do, man. I'm trying to get secrets out in the open. Like fucking some of the best kept secrets Columbus has got. I mean, this is awesome right here. I'm sure Valley Branch is going to be like 10 times better than what we got going here.
Yeah, well, this is a lot of fun, and it's the same. It's a lot of the same people putting on the festival there. This is a private residence, so we had to kind of move it up a notch, and we'll comfortably seat about 150 per square foot. So what's that equal?
About
1,500 people.
Yeah.
In drunken talk. Drunken mathematics.
1,500.
That man's got room to fucking throw some bows.
Yeah.
There's a lot of room to throw some bows, and.
Like one of the bands that I just did on the last show was Kevin Mullen, Burning Sensation. They're going to be there?
Yeah, they're going to be there on Saturday. Basically,
they're also going to play at the
they're going to play at the Block Party.
Block Party, yeah.
July 29th, downtown Columbus. That'll be fun. They're going to headline one of the stages. You're like, it's kind of a John Mayer, Dave Matthews jam type fusion, and those guys are great. They're from Butler.
Yeah, I heard their music
in Indianapolis.
They're really good.
Really good. There's a band called Ripple Groove from New York City, and it's going to be their last show on their tour.
Valley Branch is going to be their last show.
Yeah, Friday night they're headlining. They are incredible. If you could go on the site.
Yeah, I'm stuck at work this fucking night.
Yeah, it sucks to be you.
Yeah, it does.
But the Friday night. Ripple Groove is playing. If you get a chance, if you haven't heard of them or seen them before, go to the website, bbsmf.com, and go to the music site, and there's a video.
They've got a video on it?
They've got a video, professionally made video.
Nice.
Great. If you like Modesty Martin Wood, if you like,
if
you like Ohm Trio, if you like the Power Trio deals, they are really, really good. Tim Grimm's playing on Saturday. He's playing with a guy named Jason Wilbur, who is currently playing lead guitar for John Prine on John Prine.
John Prine?
Yeah, sweet. Yeah, he's incredible. He can pick up any string instrument and just go crazy with it. So.
That's cool. Is Ben going to be there?
I can't wait.
Ben's going to be there. We're trying to work Ben Rooks in on Saturday about 5 o'clock, but he doesn't know it yet. Inside Arkansas. He would play inside before Michael Kelsey. Michael Kelsey's playing about 8 o'clock. The only thing about Michael Kelsey, he's an amazing guitarist. Again, we got a video of him.
Got Michael Kelsey on the website too?
We got some audio and some video of him on the website. Really the best thing that anybody can do is get on the website, get on the chat board, you know, put in comments if you got questions, you know, let people know. It's $25 if you prepay online at bbsmf.com. There's a link right on the front page. And just go to that and you can buy it through Jambase. It's $25 prepay. There's a surcharge of $3.15, and that's for primitive camping. It includes parking, camping, 12 bands, 3 days.
Like, what kind of like recreation and stuff they got going on out there?
Well, there's a small lake, there's a zip line, there's, rail canoes, paddle boats, rowboats. There's gonna be a bunch of sports stuff going on, actually. And one of the cool things, that we're setting up now is the first 50 people that buy tickets through the website, will get free paintball on Sunday.
Sweet.
So if you've never played paintball before, you know, if you're afraid of playing paintball and you just want to do some target shooting, we'll have that there. Gary, the guy that owns the facility, has 250 guns.
Jesus.
Masks. Paintballs, got target shooting, there's 7 different fields. ESPN2's been out there.
Really?
Filmed speedball. They've got like a hockey rink outdoors with the plexiglass all around, and they've got benches and things around, and the big balloons inside, so 3-on-3 or 5-on-5 paintball.
That sounds cool. Like, how many bands besides the ones that you've already described are
there? Well, right now there's 12 bands total, and we're gonna keep it at 12 bands or less. We had 18 last year. There was some overlap, and it was just a pain in the ass, and we want to go out and have a good time too.
Right.
And so what we've done is just allowed each band to play longer, and everybody that's playing is, you know, into the scene, down to earth, regional bands. You know, a lot of us are musicians doing stuff for musicians, basically. You know, trying to get everybody together. Small, high quality, but low cost.
So, like, anybody who wants to find out information can go to the website. Is there a number also that they can call? Or?
They can get the phone number. They can get links to email, everything off of there.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right, on. Well, thanks for talking to me, dude.
You're welcome.
It's Jim Thompson, man. Thanks.
Thank you.
Valley Branch Music Festival. Everybody come down.
All right.
Upland Wheat's going to be there, too, serving up beer, by the way.
Upland Wheat.
Right on. We got WTTS out of Indianapolis doing a little support as well. So, you know, keep your ears peeled. Get into good beer, good music, good time for an extremely cheap price. I guarantee you, next year it won't be this cheap. This is the second year. I'm trying to build it up.
Third year's going to blast off.
Third year, we're still going to keep it, you know, we're always going to try to keep it very, very reasonable. And intimate and fun and good for the people around here in the music scene. But you got to jump on that price. So
definitely.
Come on out.
Cool. Thank you, man.
Thank you.
we got stiff nipples over here, man. That stuff just makes us hurt. That was the headliner that's going to be at Valley Branch Music Festival this year. That was Michael Kelsey. We just decided to play him right after the interview. We'll let you get a little idea of what's going to be happening.
I tell you what, that Mike guy, man, he can do things with a guitar that you could probably only do with, like, sex toys. No, not really. That guy is phenomenal. I've never seen anybody play a guitar quite like he does.
He's definitely left a couple wet spots.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Shoot. I like his music, man. The first time I ever heard him was when I was getting ready for this show. And if it's going to be anything like that, I'm definitely showing up.
I got to hear him a couple times, actually, just about this time last year. And the guy is just, and he's not just a great musician, he is a wonderful entertainer as well. I mean, just to see this guy do what he does, it just brings a smile to your face and a groove to your booty, man. I mean, the guy's awesome. So
did he headline last year, or?
He played inside last year. They had a stage outside and a stage inside at Valley Branch, and I believe he was the headliner inside. So, but he is definitely the headliner this year. And I tell you what, one band that didn't make the actual Valley Branch promo, but they did headline last year outside, is the Twin Cats, and these guys are phenomenal.
Yeah, they're like brothers, the twin brothers.
You know, I personally don't know much about them. I believe you're right, though. I believe they are twin brothers. And if not, hey, we can fake it and say so. As long as they're getting paid, I'm sure they'll go along with it. But these guys, man, they just get down. They jam. We got a little something from them.
It's called What Is Fine, and this is the Twin Cats. And we'll be right back after that to play some more or whatever. We're here.
To do what we do, man.
Do what we do. We're going to do the thing.
We got you stuck. You're going to hear it.
We'll be back after a little bit.
Got to know what it's all about. It's all about love. That passionate feeling, the way you feel. A sexual feeling, yeah, you must know which way you should go. If that woman or your man, you got to do what you can. Yeah, to please. She knows how to please me. She knows my needs. She knows how to. We'll be right back.
G'day, have you ever wondered what the pagan experience is like down under? Well, here's your chance to find out. Aussie Pagan Talk is basically what the title says. Aussie Pagans Talking. With a somewhat quirky sense of humour, I'll be delving into pagan news and media from Australia, pagan music from Australia, pagan events from Australia, and life in the broom closet. I'll also be discussing Native Australian spirituality and religion. So I hope you'll join me at aussiepagantalk.gibraltus.com, aussiepagantalk.driultys.com.
All right, you heard the Twin Cats with What Is Fine, and then we did a little promo from Aussie Pagan Talk. Nice little girl from Australia. She's 20 years old, and she is a pagan that is in the proverbial broom closet, which means she doesn't want anybody to find out that she's a pagan. Baby, if you ever need a place to stay in the U.S., come see me, all right?
For real.
But we're gonna try to play another track, but I don't know if we have enough time on this show. It was by Ripple Groove, but you can check out their music at vbsmf.com if you want to. Go to vbsmf and go to their music tab, and all the artists are on that page. They've got videos and their songs and everything, and it's going to be a good time, man.
That's going to be an excellent time.
Definitely. Couple of those artists are playing at the block party that we mentioned in episode one, the biggest block party ever, July 29th, Columbus, Indiana.
Oh! It fell from the heavens, the biggest block party ever. That's going to be a really good time downtown, man. We're going to have two stages set up at either end of 4th Street. The whole downtown is going to be blocked off. Food, beer, liquor. $5 to get in, kids get in free. I mean, it's just going to be an outstanding day of just great music and good times. So,
me and Jimmy are going to be working our asses off that day.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I'll be slinging beer. I'll be slinging food at you. John will be slinging food at you. So if you're hungry or thirsty there, man, it's because you're too damn lazy to get up out of your chair and go get a beer or a soda and a burger or whatever.
It's all going to be there for you, man.
Absolutely.
I'll be working the 4th Street end of it. Jimmy will be working the Powerhouse Brewery end of it. We'll let you listeners know that just come down and mention that you heard Hell's Kitchen if you guys come to that. I'll buy you a beer.
There you go. Free beer for our listeners. I will buy you a beer.
Draft beer.
You come find John or Jimmy at this festival, at either end of the festival, and let us know that you were listening to Hell's Kitchen to be there, and we'll buy you a beer.
Simple as that. Some of the finest draft beers in Columbus, 4th Street Bar and Powerhouse Brewing Company. I think that wraps up the show. I don't have anything else for you. It's, We are going to, like, try to get in on the soundboard thing.
Absolutely.
At the block party.
Right. Record some of these artists straight off the soundboard for you, give it a nice high-quality mix, and put that out to you after that's over with. So keep an ear out for that. Keep your eyes open for us at the block party. Yeah, come on down and have a good time, man. Definitely. That's what it's for.
All right. This has been Jimmy Wise, and I'm John Burroughs. This has been Hell's Kitchen. Keep it real, keep it rocking, man, and we'll see you next time.
Peace.
Peace.
The second annual Valley Branch Sports and Music Festival, Friday, August 11th through Sunday, August 13th. Joe and Lonnie, Ripple Group,
Kevin Mull and the Burning Sensation,
Union Blues,
the Derek Howard Trio,
Tim Grimm with guest Jason Wilbur,
the Twin Cats,
and Michael Kelsey. Valley Branch Retreat and Paintball Alley is a family-owned facility in the wooded hills of Brown County, Indiana. Covering over 500 acres, enjoy mountain biking, road biking, over 30 miles of nationally accredited mountain biking and hiking trails, 4 acres of fishing, plus canoes, paddle boats, and 10 separate paintball fields. Visit vbsmf.com for more information
and a bike trail list and ratings.
The second annual Valley Branch Sports and Music Festival, Friday, August 11th through Sunday, August 13th. Don't miss 2 days of live music, including Joe and Lonnie, Ripple Groove, Union Blues, Kevin Mole and the Burning Sensation, Derek Howard Trio, Tim Grimm with guest Jason Wilbur, and Michael Kelsey. The second annual Valley Branch Sports and Music Festival. For information on camping, campgrounds, and cabins, head to vbsmf.com. Order tickets by calling 812-988-7750. 812-988-7750.
Hell's Kitchen is a
production of Slice and Pie Designs. Give us a call on our shout-out line, 206-202-4355, or contact us at Hell's Kitchen at podomatic.com.